Good morning.
You're very welcome now to the Pat Jennings Show. Now, you want to... Paul, how are you? Now, you want to question me, or do you want to question... Do you want to... That's right. Now, I must admit, I didn't get around to seeing the newspaper cutting, but I was speaking to some colleagues, and I haven't seen the newspaper cutting, but all that I can say at this very moment, and as we're live on radio, I can only say to my colleagues in RTE regarding Section 31 now, right, in regard to Section 31, I'd like to call them on them at this time at 1 o'clock in the morning to try and defeat Section 31. It is the rule of the NUJ that Section 31 shouldn't be there. And if we all join together, and I appeal to them now as the welfare officer of the freelance branch here in Dublin of the NUJ, I'd appeal to all journalists, to all NUJ members to flex their muscles concerning Section 31. It doesn't mean, in effect, that they support Sinn Féin. It doesn't mean that they support Mr. Ian Paisley or the UDA or anybody, but I think it's an insult to anybody's intelligence, and especially journalists' intelligence, and especially the people's intelligence, that a journalist can't go out and interview people. What do you think yourself, Paul?
Well, I think I gave my opinion on Section 31 last year.
Mm-hmm. You think it should be retained?
It should be retained.
Yes.
Because there are parties in the state and in Northern Ireland who are prepared to pursue their political objectives by violent means. And from that point of view, I'm certainly in favour of Section 31 being retained.
But
that's not really what I was ringing you about at all.
Mm.
It was the NUJ... having an official blacklist against the major parties advertising or being interviewed on independent state.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll be...
It was further reiterated in the Evening Herald of Wednesday last, when the journalists in RTE, members of the NUJ, and I'm quoting this directly now from the newspaper, are under a standing instruction from their union, Chapel, not to interview candidates who advertise or talk to pirate radio stations. Now, there was a comment from three stations who had stated that no advertising or interviews with any of the major parties had been conducted, and Radio Dublin were included in that comment.
And Radio Dublin was included?
Yes, Radio Dublin had confirmed that they had carried no advertising for political parties.
Mm-hmm. At all?
At all.
Well, I mean, the NUJ and RTE have no reason to black anybody being interviewed by a fellow NUJ in another radio station.
Well, I think that, you know, like...
And I will be raising that.
If one is to look at the past record of politicians being interviewed on independent stations, and this leaving out the independent candidates going forward, take, for instance, Joe Sherlock down in Cork.
Yes.
He was interviewed on a station in Mallow, and he was subsequently barred from being interviewed on Cork Local Radio, RTE Cork Local Radio.
Yet we have the same situation tonight on RTE Television News, where we have Tony Gregory, TD, and mentioning on the news that he's getting no coverage on RTE Radio or Television.
That's right.
Now, he's a very...
an independent candidate.
Yeah, now the... Now, he is the very man that when I approached him about coming on this programme, he said to me that he had a special deal with RTE and that he didn't need my programme to be elected. He didn't need my programme to be to get coverage, that he could get all the coverage he wanted on RTE.
Well, I don't think he really needs RTE either, because his past performance would, I would say, give him a fairly good,
But yet tonight...
Re-elected.
But yet, at the same time, he's complaining that he hasn't got any coverage at all from RTE.
Well, obviously, he was looking for some media exposure in making those points.
Exactly.
It may very well be true. I haven't seen any independents on political broadcasts on RTE after the 9 o'clock news each evening.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's not to say they haven't been on. I may have missed out a couple of evenings,
mm-hmm.
but I certainly haven't seen any myself.
Mm-hmm.
The main parties have had their political input into it.
Yes.
But I haven't seen any independents at all. And if Tony Gregory is going to get airtime on RT, I would hope that Sean Dublin Bay Rock Hall Loftus will get equal opportunity there.
Well, Sean Dublin Bay Loftus is in the studio here this morning, and he'll be coming on very, very shortly.
I see.
He will be coming on. So we want to thank you again. I'm sorry we couldn't contact you during the week.
Oh, that's understandable. You're a very busy journalist.
I'm sorry, but we have your telephone number, but we will try and contact you as soon as we can.
Okay, so pass.
And we apologise about that.
Oh, no problem.
And thank you for your help.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Even though he might agree with the retention of Section 31 of the Broadcasting Act, and we don't, it doesn't mean that we have to go and shoot him or anything else. It doesn't mean that we have to shoot him or anything. We have to take a break now. We will be taking live phone calls on 538684. 538684 is the number.
The Bentley Lounges and Disco Bar, Drimna Road, for everything that's best in food and drink. Featuring lunches from 12:30 to 2:30, Monday to Friday. Evening meals with a full a la carte menu from 5 to 8 p.m. The Bentley has function rooms, specially catering for private parties, weddings, and all functions. And the Bentley Disco Bar, Sundays only from 7 to 10 p.m. Your best bet is the Bentley Lounges and Disco Bar, Drimna Road, just 200 yards from the Children's Hospital.
Broadcasting on 1188 kHz AM, 105 and 100 FM in stereo. This is Radio Dublin.
Person I'd be looking for anyway. I think everybody probably looks for something different. But I think that's the kind of girl that would get most out of the Rose of Chile and enjoy it more.
A bubbly kind of personality.
Yeah.
Somebody who's silly and, not silly, but laughs and jokes and says things like, what did the little cup say to the big cup?
And a clue.
You're only a mug or something. Mm-hmm. Diane Hennigan, I want to thank you for being on the Pat Jennings Show, and maybe you'll come on again when you come to Dublin.
Lovely, thank you very much. Lovely to be here.
Is there anything else you want to say to the listeners out there?
It's lovely to be here. It was lovely being on the show.
What show were you on?
The Pat Jennings Show.
And you might come on again?
And I might come on again someday.
Diane Hennigan, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And God bless. Thank you.
Thanks.
Must die now, how many must we lose before the island people their own destiny can choose? From immortal Robert Dennis to Bobby Sands and Pete, who is guilty? 2,000 votes while in captivity. No more hear the land sweet notes upon the Ulster air, or gaze upon the snowflake pure to calm his deep despair. Before he went on hunger strike, young Bobby did compose the rhythm of time, the open wind, and the sleeping rose. He was a poet and a soldier, he died courageously. We gave him 30,000 votes while in captivity. Such Gilgamesh in 1970, the Lord Mayor of Cork that suddenly died was freedom to obtain. Never one of all our dead died more courageously. Bobby Sands from Tobruk, the people song and doom. He was a poet and a soldier. He died courageously and began.
Just in case you don't know, that's Christy Moore. Christy Moore, I bet you never heard that before, but now we have another phone caller. We have Mr. Jack. Hello, Jack.
Hello.
Good morning. You're very welcome to the Pat Jennings Show on Radio Dublin.
Hello.
Do you want to... How are you?
Yeah.
You're phoning from where?
I'm from Clondalkin.
Clondalkin.
Yeah.
Okay, now, do you want to talk to Tony O'Hara, is it?
Yeah, I'd like to ask him a question, yeah.
Yeah, what's the question you'd like to ask him?
Yeah, well, I was just saying that I've been in the house. I'm unemployed myself, you know?
Yes.
I've been listening to all these politicians come round the doors, you know?
Yes.
And they're promising, the fellas giving out free pens, you know, free matchboxes, and they're offering you free
pens or free matchboxes?
Yeah, everything, you know. And they're giving you free vegetables, which if you vote for Fianna Fáil and Fianna Gael and all, you know.
Oh my God.
You know, they must think people are stupid, you know, because there's no way I'm going to vote for them, because you never do want.
Well, who are you going to vote for?
Well, I'm going to vote for Jimmy Delaney.
Of Sinn Féin?
Yeah.
Yes.
He helped me out now, you know.
See?
When I was at work, I went up, I couldn't get me benefit, you know.
Yes.
So I went up to the relieving officer, and she told me where to go off, I had to get all this, and I had no idea how to claim it, you know. So right at Finch's there in Clondalkin, Jimmy used to have an advice centre there, you know, Caravan.
Yes.
And I went over and asked him, and he got me the forms, got me everything filled all out for me without giving me any hassle, you know.
Now you sound like the last listener, you sound very young. Can I be so bold as to ask you how young you are? Is this your first election to vote in?
No, I never voted before, you know.
Is this your first election?
Yeah, it's my first election.
First time, so you know what to do to go into cast your vote.
Yeah.
You've never even
considered voting before, you know.
And you will be voting for Jimmy Delaney of Sinn Féin?
Yeah, I will be voting for him, yeah.
Now, do you want to ask Tony O'Hara any questions?
Yeah, I'd like to ask him a few questions, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Tony, hello?
Go ahead, hello.
Now yeah. he can hear you now.
Earlier when you were talking about the hunger strikes, you know?
Yeah.
And I was wondering how you feel. Do you know the press at the time?
Yeah.
The way that they never give it much. They never really let people talk, and they always seem to condemn it, you know?
Yeah.
I was wondering how you felt at the time.
Well, see, I was at... The 1631 was imposed then, as it is now. And the real sort of point of view never got across. That when the coalition government wasn't part of it especially, there was a big campaign of harassment being carried out against his flock like activists, where people who felt that they wanted to do something to prevent men like dying, like one after the other, they stop men and women suffering, and then the torture of his flock and Armagh. Later, when they join the his flock movement, they protest, and Ladies Police Force, meaning a special branch, went and harassed men and women and families, and try to sort of play the whole thing down, which like didn't succeed as those mass marches. That's even pertaining to this day, where people who are helping election workers of Sinn Féin are being harassed. The branches come and making up stories to their parents, to the places they work, and so forth. And as far as no, this has all been written down, and should be published someday.
Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, but
is that okay, Jack?
Yeah, that's all right, but I just think that, as I said before, not about depression, See, I've nothing to do now that I'm unemployed, you know?
Yes.
I read a lot, you know?
Yes.
And I think it's only about time, I think I'm only copping on now to the way it is, you know?
And the way it is.
Yeah.
So,
well,
it's good that you're going out to vote, and I would encourage everybody to go out and vote. It doesn't matter what way they vote, at least to vote, because it would be a sin, it would be very, very bad not to vote at all.
Yeah, well,
and it's good to see you.
I wasn't even thinking of voting at all. Like, I never
Ah, no, it's very important. It's very important for everybody to...
I don't know what it is, like, just the people there, you know?
So you'll be going out to vote?
I'll be definitely going out.
For Jimmy Delaney of Sinn Féin. Okay, Jack, do you want us to play a request for anybody? Because it's Valentine's Day now, is there anybody special? Yes?
Yeah.
You better tell her you love her or something.
What?
Do you want to say you love her or anything?
Yeah, I'm not saying that on the radio, you know.
Why not?
I don't want to, you know.
Well, I mean, it's Valentine's Day. You're allowed these things on Valentine's Day.
What?
I mean, it is Valentine's Day now.
Yeah, well.
Do you want to say anything? Do you want to send her a message?
What?
Do you want to send her a message or anything?
Yeah.
Whisper it.
Whisper it?
Yeah, whisper it. I won't listen.
I sound like a land of fire, I'm ready. Yeah, could you play the Crossroads, yeah?
I will, indeed.
Will you, I was listening, you play Christian Mayer already.
Yes.
Will you play Ordinary Man for me?
Ordinary Man.
Yeah, I think that's...
Right. Okay, well, we'll play it... I'll play it after the next one. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's alright.
Ordinary Man. Okay, Jack. God bless you. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye. There you are. We have in studio this very moment, just arrived into the studio, Sean Dublin Bay Rock All Loftus. Before, Sean, if you come... Right, if you come... If you could just move right in just for a moment, Sean.
Yep.
Do you want to make a comment about Tony O'Hara now, the whole H Block hunger strike, or... I mean, of course, Sean Dublin Bay Loftus is a barrister. He's Dublin City Councillor. He's a man who stopped Dublin from total pollution. He's the man who took them all on and won. And he's a man of many parts, a giant in politics, a wonderful man. Sean Dublin Bay Rockall Loftus, you're very welcome to the Pat Jenning Show this morning.
Thank you very much, Pat. What I want to say is that I am of the firm belief that none of the political parties in the south of Ireland have a real positive policy in the north of Ireland. Also, that partition was imposed on Ireland as a temporary arrangement. How long is temporary? And I think that the Irish government and the Irish people should be telling the British people and the British government that they must be solved and solved immediately. And as long as partition is there, innocent people are going to be killed. And we don't want that to be going on forever. It has to be solved politically in the end. And I'm demanding that that should be done. And it's disgraceful to think that our leaders, including Gary Fitzgerald, said the North of Ireland is not an issue in this election. It is an issue as long as partition is there.
Mm-hmm. And you feel very angry about it.
Of course I do. And the point is this, that we wouldn't have had the hunger strike or any of these things if there was a positive policy and we were all rowing in together to get the whole problem
now,
solved.
Now, a lot of people died in hunger strike. You're sitting right beside now Patsy O'Hara's brother.
Yeah.
Tony O'Hara here. Tony, of course, was on a hunger strike himself.
Yeah.
He was in the H Block 4 or 5 years,
yeah.
And on the blanket. We had one caller this morning saying that, the IRA killed many people, but then I'm sure that the British killed a lot of people as well.
Of course they did. The whole thing is a tragedy of the first order, and as I said, if we had a positive policy on partition, none of this would have happened anyway.
At all.
That's what I was saying, and I'm saying it, even now at this point in time, like the Anglo-Irish Free Trade Agreement, I can't accept that they've made partition permanent. That's not a point of fact what they've done,
mm-hmm.
And I can't accept that. And the Articles 2 and 3 of the Constitution are most relevant to it. And point of fact, I have some unionists now who support Articles 2 and 3.
They're supporting you.
in the sense that in the end, that they're about this business about Rockall and the oil and minerals of an area 400 miles by 600 miles.
That's right.
And it could be
in terms of
economic self-help for the North of Ireland, North and South.
And before we get into talking to Sean and, of course, to Tony again, we're going to play some music and then we have a special record lined up in a moment. And you see it's the Wolf Tones, but not yet. And if you've just joined us, you're listening to Radio Dublin. It's the Pat Jenning Show. And if I'm sounding all over the studio this morning, it's because the studio is chock-a-block, not just the streets of Dublin chock-a-block, but in this studio, chock-a-block with people and chock-a-block with guests. It is the last show before the election next Tuesday. We will be going through all the constituencies. We have all the constituencies. Sean, of course, is running in Dublin North and North Central, and we'll be going through some of the other constituencies as well. So if you want to ring us, 538684 is the number, 538684. Let's take some music first of all, and then back with Sean Dublin Bay Loftus and Tony O'Hara. And because it's Valentine's Day, this is especially for all the people who don't get any Valentine cards at all.
Wishing and hoping and thinking and praying, planning and dreaming, each night of his charms that won't get you into his arms. So if you're looking to find love, you can share. All you gotta do is hold and kiss him and love him and show him that you care. Show him that you care just for him. Do the thing he likes to do. Wear your hair just for him. Cause you won't get him thinking and praying wishing and hoping, cross wishing and hoping and thinking and praying, calling and dreaming, his kisses will start that won't get you into his heart. So if you're thinking how great true love is, all you've got to do is hold and kiss him and squeeze him and love him, yeah, just do it, and after you do, you will be his. You gotta show him that you can. Wishing and hoping, cause wishing and hoping and thinking and praying, planning and dreaming, his kisses will stop that won't get you into his heart. So if you're thinking of great true love is, all you've got to do is hold and kiss him and squeeze him. Yeah, just do, and after you do, you will be.
That's especially for all the ladies and gentlemen out there who won't get Valentine's cards today at all, who've no loves in their lives at all. No loves in their lives. Now, I was looking at the newspaper. My friend Liz Ryan, I want to say hello to her this morning. And in case you don't know who she is, she's, of course, the lady who writes the Ad Lib page every day in the Evening Herald. And I see that she was mentioning, now, she wasn't, do you remember the last time she mentioned this programme? And we were able to get a diamond ring for Yvonne Costello, the former Miss Ireland. Well, I see now this evening she was mentioning Eileen Dunn, the newsreader on RTÉ television. And she says tomorrow, Eileen Dunn, poor Eileen Dunn.
Yes.
She won't have any man in her life. She won't be going anywhere. Now, I came up with the suggestion that maybe some male out there might want to send her a bunch of flowers or a card or something. And if they want to send Eileen Dunn, the newsreader, you know the newsreader on RTÉ television?
No.
Well, she says that she's going to be very sad tomorrow. She's going to be very, very sad tomorrow. And she will have nowhere to go, and she's very sad because it's Valentine's Day. And if there's any males out there who want to serenade her or who want to send her a card or go out and see her out in Donnybrook, they can send it to Eileen Dunn or to Ian Donnybrook 4. Isn't that right, Sean?
Yes, that's it.
You're a very yeah. romantic man yourself.
I am, yes.
You better not go out with those flowers. Your wife would be on your back. Okay, let's get back onto some more serious stuff. We have Sean Dublin Bay Rocco Loftus in the studio. Now, before we go on any further, Sean,
you're not allowed
to put Rocco on the ballot paper this time, but you are running in this election in Dublin North.
Yes, Dublin North Central. Dublin North Central, yes.
So you are a candidate.
I am a candidate, but I'm not allowed to put Dublin Bay in it either.
Dublin Bay?
Yeah. And
so what are you going to do? Are you going to take them to the High Court? Are you going to take them to the Supreme Court?
The point is that the registrar who went to school with me,
Michael Hayes,
he said Rock Hall is the political connotations and therefore he's not going to accept Rock Hall. But then so I said, all right, I might have to concede the fact that we haven't claimed the oil and minerals off Donegal for Ireland. England has claimed it for herself.
Hmm.
And says it's part of Scotland. Then I said, right, I'll go forward as Dublin Bay Loftus, a name I'm known as.
Yeah.
In Perth in Australia, as far away as San Francisco, and in Athens and in Moore Street. And so he said, I'm not accepting Dublin Bay. So I said, the problem, I'm known as that name.
Yeah.
I'm known as Dublin Bay Loftus around the world.
That's right.
And so Dublin Bay Loftus, as I say, in Perth in Australia, San Francisco, Athens and Moore Street. And that should be good enough.
Yeah.
So anyway, he refused to accept Dublin Bay, and I wound up, I haven't agreed to go forward, whether I liked it or not, as Sean D. Loftus. So under protest, that's my name on the ballot paper, Sean D. Loftus. And I'd say a lot of people will be confused because I've stood in these elections since 1973 with Dublin Bay in my name.
That's right.
So if I lose the election...
Because you got your name changed by D-Poll.
By D-Poll, yeah. And I renounced the name Sean D. Loftus, the name I was born and baptised with.
Yes.
So if I lose in this election, I can say the people of Dublin North Central were confused and they didn't know who this Sean D. Loftus was. And so I bring a petition to the High Court.
Which would mean, in effect...
That the election in Dublin North Central would be declared null and void. And if that should happen, and if Charlie is going for Taoiseach, he won't be eligible to go forward for Taoiseach.
Because he won't be elected to Dáil Éireann at all.
So that's for the cats amongst
the... So it's in the interest of Mr. Haughey and everybody's interest to make sure that your...
My name, Dublin Bay Loftus,
Dublin Bay Loftus
is on
the ballot paper.
Yeah.
Now, there's 13 candidates,
four seats.
And you're in with a good chance.
I'm in with a good chance, I'm told, because my literature has gone down extremely well, and it's the best literature I've ever published in all my years in public life since 1972, when I first got elected in City Hall.
That's right.
And
I remember one day I was in a pram and you gave it in to me. Remember that day? I was just born in 1971.
Yeah, there you are.
My mother was wailing me down. Do you remember?
I don't like things of myself, but still, the point is this, it's my best piece of literature.
That's
and
right.
I say, I give various items in it. I say, think about it. Dublin Bay under threat, think about it. Rock Hall going by default, think about it.
Yes.
A call for a national government. This is what we want. Think about it. That's all of my literature, and I hope anyone who wants it can get it from 5 Seafield Avenue, Clontarf. There's a limited edition of that now, and I'm signing my full name.
Do
it's
you
Sean,
want them?
Sean D. Dublin Bay yes. - Rock Hall Loftus Community Council.
Do you want them to ring you up or anything?
Oh yes, by 333-2134 is my telephone number in Clontarf.
Now, you know, of course, if you give it out now, they'll be ringing up now. You don't mind them ringing up now?
Well, it'd be better if they wait till tomorrow.
3-3-2-1-3-4.
We'd like help, by the way, in the last few days of the campaign. People who will help us in our campaign, just come to 5 Seafield Avenue, Clontarf, 44A, bus will get you there.
Right.
And or a 30 bus at the seafront, up very
now. Now, would you like to explain to the listeners out there your curriculum vitae?
Yeah.
You are barrister. Would you like to go through all the things?
Well, the point is this.
Starting with barrister first.
Yes, first of all, I am a barrister. And before that, I worked in the building sites in England for 6 years, unknown to my parents because it wasn't done in those days, so I know what about hard work is all about. It was the Rights of Emigrants gave me my first interest in politics.
Are you an international lawyer?
I teach town planning law in the College of Technology in Bolton Street, and I teach also local government law and the law of arbitrations. And I also help residents' associations about their planning problems, town planning problems. And I do that in an honorary capacity. I'm honorary legal advisor to the Dublin Bay Preservation Association and the Balldoyle Estuary Preservation Association.
You're also elected to Dublin City Council.
I'm elected to Dublin City Council, and I was on the Dublin Port Docks Board for 11 years. And the last time when I got elected, for some extraordinary reason, the parties decided to shift me out of my seat off the Port and Docks Board. So I'm no longer on the Dublin Port.
So now, before you're in Clontarf, what area, in case people out there want to vote for you?
Yeah, the area that I'm standing in is Dublin North Central, and it includes Clontarf, Kilester, Donnycarney, Artane, Beaumont, Kilmore, that whole area there. That's roughly the area of Dublin North Central. It's the area that Charlie Haughey is standing in.
Mm-hmm.
Vincent Brady is my other big Fianna Fáil person, as Ivor Killalley.
You want people out there to vote for
They must vote number one Dublin Bay Loftus. So I'm saying to party people is, what they should do is vote number one Dublin Bay Loftus and vote 2, 3, 4 for their party. They're not doing any real damage to the party because enough party people will give them number one votes anyway. And under the PR system, if I got 2 million the second preference votes, it wouldn't count if I don't have enough number one votes. Therefore, I must have number one votes. And my second appeal is to those who are disillusioned and fed up the whole political system the way they're not delivering. I'm saying to them, the parties don't give a blast about you. They're delighted in your voting, because if you were voting, you wouldn't be voting for them anyway. And so there'll be a low poll and they blame the weather. So I'm saying, instead of being negative, be positive. And if I get a massive number of number one votes, I have a mandate to keep pressing whatever government comes
up. If you go into Dáil Éireann, Sean, you've already been in Dáil Éireann before.
Yeah.
If you go into Dáil Éireann, will you raise Section 31 of the Broadcasting Act?
Yes, I think that I believe in open government and freedom of information. I think this business of secret deals and the boys looking after themselves is abhorrent to me. And in a democracy, and we're supposed to have a democracy in this country, what we have, I believe, in this country is a form of democracy. And I actually tabled a motion in the Dáil before the Dáil fell that time, that Section 31 be scrapped.
Yes. I feel a lot of parties are afraid of Sean Dublin Bay Loftus getting back in again, because you're the only one that seems to take
them on. I can't be bought. They've tried it.
Yes.
But Fianna Fáil said they loved to have me over the years, okay. And Fine Gael also loved to have me, and all the rest of it. But I said, I'm not taking the shilling.
Yes.
In that sense.
So you want people out there to vote
yes,
for you?
Yes, they must vote number one Dublin Mayo Loft, and then vote for that. If they support a party, vote for the party. If they don't support a party, vote for any of the others who are standing. In the constituency, like we have another McCoy, you know, Mr. McCoy
That's
is
right.
a community candidate. They should vote for him, and they should vote for Ivor Killally. Is a young Fianna Fáil councillor, and he is a great future for him in politics.
But number one, Sean Dublin.
Number one, Dublin Bay Loftus. That's the main thing.
Okay, now we're going to play a piece of music in a moment. For Caroline, it says Ananto. I played this earlier, but I have to mention it again. For Caroline Ananto, Willie. And Anita, and it was to be played at 1 o'clock. And they wanted UB40. Well, Leon, I don't know about UB40, but we play something now. Sean W. Bay Loftus is known for rock all as well. We have lined up on the turntable. Would you, would you like to talk about this piece of music first of all?
Yes.
Wolf Tones. Now, the Wolf Tones.
The Wolf Tones, yes.
Now, would you like to say that they.
This is how they started. I set up a trust called Ireland's Rock Hall Trust, in which I claimed the ownership of Rock Hall and 200 miles around it for oil, gas, fishing and minerals in trust for the communities of all Ireland, North and South. And so I set up this trust because the Irish government has not made a legal counterclaim to the British government's arrogant claim of ownership of Rock Hall and 200 miles around it and the oil and minerals under it. And so one of the Wolf Tones is a writer. He writes, ballads and
yes,
the like,
yes.
And he wrote this ballad called Rock on Rock Hall.
That's right.
And so we have the original version of it here. And
what did they say when they met you about
it? They were delighted with it, and they said, it inspired them into writing this ballad.
Because
called,
of you?
Because of what I did, called Rock on Rock Hall, and it's been a great success with the Wolf Tones round the world.
Round the world. Well, there you are. The man who inspired the Wolf Tones ballad group with Rock All. The man himself, Sean Dublin Bay, Rock All Loftus. He's here in the studio. We have Una McMahuna behind us, and we hope to have her on as well. And we have still in the studio Tony O'Hara. Our phone lines are open again on 538684. 538684. You're listening to Radio Dublin, and it is the Pat Jennings Show. Let's hear the Wolf Tones.
The empire it is finished, now foreign lands to seize. So the greedy eye of England is turning towards the seas. 200 miles from Donegal, there's a place that's called Rockall, and the groping hands of Whitehall are grabbing at its bar. Oh, rock on, rock all, you'll never fall. For Britain's greedy hands, or you'll meet the same resistance like it did in many lands. May the seagulls rise and pluck your eyes, and the water crush your shell, and the natural gas will burn your ass and blow you all to hell. This rock is part of Ireland, for it's written in folklore. When Finn McCool took a sod of grass, he threw it to the floor. Then he tossed the pebble across the sea. Wherever did it fall? But the sod became the Isle of Man. Now the pebble's called Rock All. Oh, Rock On, Rock All, you'll never fall. Britain's greedy hands, or you meet the same resistance like you did in many lands. May the seagulls rise and pluck your eyes, and the water crush your shell, and the natural gas will burn your ass and blow you all to hell. All the seas will not be silent while Britannia grabs the waves. And remember that the Irish will no longer be her slaves. And remember that Britannia, well, she rules the waves no more. So keep your hands off Rock All, it's Irish to the core. Oh, Rock On, Rock All, you'll never fall. Britain's greedy hands. I meet the same resistance like it did in many lands. May the seagulls rise and block your eyes. And the water will rush your shell, and the natural gas will burn your ass and blow you all to hell. Oh, rock on, rock all, you'll never fall. Britain's greedy hands, or you'll meet the same resistance like you did in many lands. May the seagulls rise and unplug your eyes, and the water crush your shell, and the natural gas will burn your ass and blow you all to hell. Oh, rock on, rock all, you'll never fall. 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 Rock on, rock all, you'll never fall.
We have a Patrick Doyle from North Strand in Dublin. You're very welcome now to the Pat Jennings Show this morning.
Thank you.
Now, you were just talking to Sean Dublin Bay Rock Olofs a moment ago. Now, would you like to let him...
Well.
Yeah, now, would you like to...
Just want to say what I've said to him already, that I think people should vote independence, you know?
Yes.
That, people should vote for him and give him the first preference.
Mm-hmm.
Because we need people like him, people that are not affiliated to any political party.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important at this point get across that the independents are essential.
Yes.
For the ordinary people like Tony Gregory.
Alice Glenn.
In fact, I myself am going to vote independent right through the card, you know?
Right.
And avoid the main parties altogether.
Why is it so, Patrick Doyle, why is it so important to vote independent
well,
this time?
Well, you see, the big parties, if you like, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, if you can tell me the real difference between them, I'd say fair enough, but there is no difference. It's
mm-hmm.
just, it's a joke in actual fact.
Yes.
Because we've had change after change. It doesn't really matter, but when you have people like Tony Gregory, look what he done for the inner city.
Mm-hmm.
And Dublin Bay Loftus, he's known all over the world, as he says himself.
That's right.
He's brought up points like Rockall. I mean, how many people talk about Rockall?
That's right. He took on the multinationals, company, oil companies.
Yeah,
they tried to pollute Dublin
right,
Bay beyond...
As he said, he can't be bought off, and I don't believe Tony Gregory can be bought off.
That's right.
And people like that. We need people like that all over the country.
So you would be encouraging the listeners to in Dublin North Central to vote Sean Dublin Bay Loftus.
Some people will turn around and say, I'm not going to bother voting. But that's as good as giving Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael
and the other parties,
the PDs,
yes,
and all these people, a vote.
Yes.
Like, that's how they always win, because if you look at the percentages,
yes,
it's always a low poll, 51-56%.
Yes.
And that suits the big parties.
So what could be in effect, Mr. Doyle, is that the minority are running the country.
Absolutely, if you think about it.
Yes.
Percentages, I mean, Fine Gael is only 23%.
Yes.
Fianna Fáil is 48%.
So for anybody out there listening at this very moment in bed or in a car, say, oh, what's the point of me voting? It's only one vote, but all the votes count up, don't they?
They do, very much so, and as I say...
And if everybody thought that, then nobody would vote.
And tell people to use their vote, not
it's
just to use
most
one,
important.
But to go through the card and
that's right.
avoid the big parties.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they want to, but they can if they like vote for the big parties later on.
But at least
go
ahead
and vote. Second and third preference, give it to the independents.
Yes.
Because usually you get the independents being... because people don't realise how the system works,
mm-hmm.
sadly.
It's
not explained to them properly.
Right.
With the result that people just vote for one or two and then leave it at that.
Leave it at that. So you're encouraging people to vote for Sean Dublin Bay Loftus and other independents.
And Gregory.
And
even a protest vote to Sinn Féin.
Yes.
Because it's very important.
And you also are encouraging people to vote, just to go out and vote.
Absolutely. Everyone
just to go out and
vote.
Okay. Do you want us to play a request for anybody in particular?
Yes, I'd like you to play a request for Geraldine Corcoran.
Geraldine Corcoran, where?
North Strand, too, yeah.
Geraldine Corcoran.
Geraldine Corcoran, yeah.
Whereabouts is she now?
She lives in North Strand also. She lives in Spencer Street.
Spencer Street, North Strand.
Yeah.
For Geraldine Corcoran.
Yes.
Okay.
You wouldn't have the old rustic bridge, would you?
I don't know about the old rest of it, but we have something nice from Dublin. We have a nice Dublin song, Biddy Mulligan, the
well,
Pride of the Corps.
I'm from Ballina originally.
Ballina?
Yeah.
That's where a lot of Loftists are from Ballina as well, aren't they?
Yes. There you go.
So you are you long in Dublin?
Well, I worked with the Dublin Simon community for a year and a half, 10 years ago, so you could say I'm 10 years in Dublin. No?
10 years in Dublin, so you like Dublin so far?
Well, it's, you know... I'm glad they have me, you know.
Good.
Well, all I'm saying again is...
To go out and vote.
Go out and go out and vote. And fair dues, I mean, I've listened to you for the last year, you know.
Pardon?
I've listened to your programme over the last 6 months, 12 months, you know what I mean?
Well, I hope you enjoy it.
Some of it I agree with, some of it I don't, but at least...
Well, at least you listen.
Absolutely, yes. At least it's an opening to... for the ordinary people to get a word in, you know?
That's right. Well,
and that's very important.
Well, I think this is your first time being on the programme.
It is, yes.
Well, I did it take you a long time to get up the courage to come on, was it?
No, I couldn't get through.
You couldn't get
through? No, I couldn't get through.
Well, now, is there anything else before you go that you want to say that for that whole year you've been listening to the Pat Jennings Show and you probably said you'd love to say it. So would you like to say it now before you go?
Well, no, I just... say that I've enjoyed it, and fair play to you.
Good.
Got the good work.
Right.
I worked with the Dublin Simon community for a year and a half.
Good.
And fair play, I like what you're doing for the down and out. I appreciate what you're doing. And
right.
I appreciate the difference between the rich and the poor in this town.
Mm-hmm.
It's disgraceful, you know?
It is disgraceful.
And fair play for you for exposing it.
It is.
You're putting your neck in the noose many of the time. I often thought... they'd come down heavy on you, but gladly they haven't, you know?
Oh, no. When I have a barrister, like Sean W. Bay Loftus,
yes.
When I have a barrister like Sean W. Bay Loftus, I think they'd be afraid of that.
And another thing I would call on people to ask every TD that comes to their door or comes near them, what are they going to do about Section 31? Because
that's
it's,
right.
It's a diabolical disgrace,
that's
you know?
That's right.
Because
that's
we can switch on BBC and get the same thing anyway.
Yes.
Or being censored. And
it's well, I mean, as you know, my union is against the NUJ.
Oh, no, I appreciate that.
We're
yes.
against it.
Yes, but you're held down. It doesn't matter. We're all against it, you know.
Indeed.
But we don't say it enough.
We don't say it enough.
Conor Cruise O'Brien brought that law in, and...
Well, if we had have allowed Conor Cruise O'Brien carry on in RT, he would have dismantled the whole station.
The kingdom by now.
He would have dismantled RT and had us broadcasting from London.
Absolutely, yes.
And because he's the man who took the national flag from the screens.
Oh, yes.
He wanted to take the Angelus from the screens.
That's right. Yes.
And if he had been any longer there, he would have had Charles Mitchell banned as well. He
would have the Queen over for a holiday.
He would have had Princess Margaret reading the news, the Queen of England doing the weather forecast,
yes.
And Mr. Charles doing the commentary in Lansdowne Road.
Yes, quite. Well, all I'll say again, Pat, is fair dues, and
right.
tell the people, keep encouraging them.
Right.
You know, I know it's you have to repeat, because people will say, what's the point of my voting? You know, it's nothing to do with me, but it has. It has
mm-hmm.
an awful lot to do with everybody, this time around especially. These other parties have bankrupted the country, and then they're passing on the debt to the ordinary poor people.
That's right.
And that's diabolical.
So your work, before you go, your work in the Simon community must have been an eye-opener for you, was it?
It was. It really made me see the difference between the rich and the poor. And indeed, I mean, for instance, Simon had a place on Southfield Quay. It was a condemned building.
Yes.
They had it for years and years and years. And, you know, promises they'd get a new building. They got a new building, but they got a different building, but it's not a new building, you know?
Yes.
And,
but
the old building was a fire hazard. I was there, and honestly, it's just the grace of God that the place wasn't burned down several times.
Yes. But isn't it a reflection on our society that we have to have organisations
yeah,
like
but I
this?
Mean,
isn't it really?
There is no city in the world more generous than Dublin as regards paying out, we'd say, for charities or giving, as they've proved with you know, Band-Aid and what have you. And indeed, if you go through Dublin any day of the week, you see people collecting. So it's not that the people aren't generous and the people wouldn't give, but the authorities, you know, they're just bureaucrats. They don't give a damn, you know?
Yes.
It's just...
No, but the point I was trying to make, Patrick, was that it is pitiful or a reflection on our society that people should have to go to these organisations. Because what I always maintain, the first article I wrote in a magazine was that if we were truly Christian in our society, there would be no need for the Simon community, the Samaritans, or any organisation.
Yes.
Because we should be looking after our own families.
Absolutely.
And as you know, Patrick, you've been in the Simon community, and you meet men and women. They have at one time husbands, wives,
great
families, people. And how they can be let go that way.
Absolutely, yes.
So that's what I'm saying. It is a reflection on our society.
Absolutely.
And we send millions to Africa, while at the same time we wouldn't throw a penny to our own brother or sister.
Right. I mean, you see some of the great priests that are in...
And they must be exposed.
Yes.
They must be exposed.
You see some of the great priests and others that are overseas, you know,
that's
Irish
right.
priests and others.
That's right, they do great work.
In Mexico and in Africa. And they're doing great work, you know.
But they
we could do with a few of them around here.
That's right. It often wonders me, like Father Neil O'Brien, we don't have the Father Neil O'Briens in Dublin.
No, No, that's the point, yes. There was one...
And we I'm amazed that I said to one priest one time, and the funny thing is that if we raise these things, we're looked upon as being anti-priest,
yeah,
which I'm not.
At all, in fact.
We're not far from it.
Simon is Frank O'Leary, luckily enough.
That's
very
right.
Good man, and Father Frank O'Leary.
That's right.
And he's a decent, very hard-working, you know.
Well, I have on tape at this very moment a very short interview. It's about 45 seconds long, with the Samaritans, because we get a number of calls here during the night, and
yes.
From people who are suicidal, and there's not an awful lot that we can do except listen to them or play them a piece of music. But a lot of people often look for the Samaritans number, so if you want to listen in, we're going to play it now in a few moments. We want to thank you again for coming on the programme.
Thank you very much, Patrick.
And
keep up the good work.
I will. And you
tell them to vote, everyone to vote.
Everybody to vote.
Yes,
okay. And we play that piece of music for
Geraldine
Cochrane in North Strand. Okay, Patrick. God bless you.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye now. There you are, Patrick Doyle in North Strand. We have Una McMahuna beside us, and we will we'll take some more phone calls in a moment. But before that, we want to play this tape of the Simon, not the Simon community, but the Samaritans, because a lot of people want the telephone number of the Samaritans. Here's a short part of a longer interview with some of the people in the Samaritans in South William Street. It was done a good while ago in the Samaritans in South William Street.
Yes, the Samaritans operate 365 days a year on the telephone 24 hours a day. And for people who would like to call in and see us, we're here and in the centre from 9 o'clock in the morning until 10:30 at night, every day of the year.
Now, when people come on the telephone and they cry or their problems that they have, how do you respond?
Well, if a person is crying, the way we respond is we listen to them and we tell them that they can cry as long as they want, and we won't hang up. We'll wait until they have got themselves under control so that they can talk and tell us what ails them.
And finally, Jack, what advice would you give to people who want to ring? What number should they ring?
The Samaritan number here in Dublin is 77883.
Could you give it again, Jack?
77883. But there are other Samaritan branches all over the country, and their phone numbers will be found in the telephone directory.
And there you are. It's only a snippet from a longer interview which was done in the Samaritans in South William Street, and the telephone number again is 77883. 77883. We have Sean Dunleavy Loftus right beside us. We have Una McMahuna, and if we can get her in on the air. But we play some music first of all. We'll be back in a few moments. Let's play something from Dublin, because we're all from Dublin, and Sean Dunleavy Loftus holding on to his name. Here we go with Biddy Mulligan, The Pride of the Coon.